just don't feel... I feel like we're being... We're having... You know... popular opinion crammed down our throats by Ryan Idle and Jennifer Lopez. And I just can't... I can't accept it. It's just a gigantic infomercial, the way I see it. And... it just drives me crazy. So I'm not watching American Idol anymore. I am, however, watching The Amazing Race. And I was kind of sad to see the deaf guy get kicked off a couple of weeks ago. Moo! Moo! Is it okay to make fun of deaf people? It's not like they're ever going to hear this show. That's horrible. I'm horrible. Okay, well, anyway, speaking of horrible.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's just a gigantic infomercial.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 844 with a BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, show. Y'all, you may have gathered we're going into the Fat Cave. Yes, my buddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was not a good day in the coal mine. Everybody was just in a crappy mood. And y'all, and it was with good reason, y'all. It was with good reason. It's just one of those days, y'all. One of those days. But anyway, mercifully, it's over, and we're moving closer to Friday now. So, anyway, y'all, I realized that I didn't finish telling you about the weekend on yesterday's show, but, I think I told you that Larry Klein and I went to the Costco, and, we talked about all that, but, yo, by the way, if you go to the Costco and they have these little tubs of soup, that the Big Fatty tried one. It was the crab and coon chowder. Y'all, it's vile. It is just vile. So don't get it. No, Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And y'all, they were sampling some of the weirdest shit when we were out there. But you know, anyway. That's neither here nor there. But Saturday night, y'all, I did not go to the... And, y'all, I did some catching up on some program you had a TV machine. Y'all, I had a little work I had to do also, so took care of those kinds of things. And then Sunday, let's see, what did I do Sunday? I did domestic things, laundry and things like that. But anyway, that is the last piece of the barbecue chicken pizza that I had over the weekend. So that pizza pie is gone now. And then I decided I needed to run out to the Walgreens, y'all, because, you know, I just needed to pick up a few items. And, y'all, they had the Easter candy there. It was not on sale. It was not on sale, but, y'all, they had the sour Starburst jelly beans, which I had not gotten before. And y'all, they had, what is this called? They had the Lemonhead and Friends jelly beans. So, y'all, I bought a bag of each of those, and y'all, these are made with the real fruit juice. And, Big Fatty, you're not talking about something vulgar, are you? Fruit juice? And, y'all, I just went ahead and got it. I just went ahead and paid full price. You know, well, they were two for $5, I think. So, you know, but y'all, I got it because I didn't think I was going to have a chance to get out on Monday for half price Easter Candy Day. And y'all, I really didn't have time to go out and do any of that. However, y'all, I did meet up with Granny and Miss Porter and some other members of the of the horror group who went to the Columbia for the big horror event. And y'all, Mr. Michael Brandon was there, of course. And y'all, they went to the zoo. They went to the zoo on Sunday. And there's all kinds of pictures of Mr. Michael Brandon just going, "Why animal wild, oh dear, gussy." But we decided we would just meet up and go over to the Greek restaurant. And so that's what we did. And then I came home and talked to the hats. And y'all, then I watched The Big Run. And we'll talk about The Big Run and the other quiz programs in just a few minutes. But y'all, on Monday, about the only highlight of the day on Monday was that I went to the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Now, y'all, I'd been given a heads up that there might be a little something in the P.O. box that I needed to check it. And, y'all, it's always good. It's always good to give Big Fatty a heads up on those kinds of things. So, y'all, I went by there, and, y'all, it wasn't. There was something there, but it wasn't what I was expecting. Y'all, it was what was there was a card. A card from fan number 2310. And, y'all, that, you know where that is. That is up there in that New Hampshire. That New Hampshire, y'all. And so, y'all, it's in a big old pink envelope. And y'all, we're gonna open it right up. Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, y'all, it is a picture of a kitty, of course. And y'all, the kitty is flying through the air. And y'all, he's got a bunny rabbit hat on with the pink ears and everything. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty doesn't really care for the kitties, which is why I always get cards with the kitties on it. Yes, Big Fatty, you asked for it. And y'all, it says, "Here comes your big Easter hug." Y'all, just what I need. A big Easter hug from the Easter kitty. Big Fatty. And y'all, it says, "Come here and let this cute little pussy give you a hug. Happy Easter, Boss Boy." Is that what that says? I don't know what that says. I think that's what that says. I don't know. It either says Boss Boy or Lesbian. So, Big Fatty! I can't read it. But anyway, well, thank you very much for the flying kitty hug. And y'all, it is all about being thought of. And y'all, I cannot tell you how much it means to Big Fatty to be thought of. Y'all, speaking of people that have been thinking of Big Fatty, y'all, I've gotten several new Twitty requests. And I'm just going to go over here right now and read out some of the names to you. Because y'all, you know, I do not approve. I do not approve the Twitty request if I don't know who you are. So y'all, let's just go over here and look at it. Yes, Big Fatty, get on over there. Now, y'all, I've been meaning to come over here before now, but anyway, there are quite a few here. I've got one from Ms. Emily M., Emily Davis from Oxfordshire. And, y'all, I think that is the Flat 29 Dan's other half, but, y'all, I thought I was following her already. I don't know. So, Emily or Dan or somebody, well, they don't listen, but that's okay. The Tiny Pill. Heather Kennedy from the San Franciscos. Heather, if you listen to Big Fatty, please let Big Fatty know. Y'all, I'm not sure she's a listener since One of her latest tweets was, "I wish the resurrection of our Lord and Savior was deemed important enough for a day off of work." Okay. Y'all, we've got CJG Mom. That's Heidi Gottner. And Heidi may be a listener because she was posting something from a youngest daughter, Nessa. Y'all, we've got Lasitha Tharanga. And y'all, she is from Anuradhapura. I don't know where the fuck that is, y'all. Lasitha. Y'all, we've got the Babylon podcast from the Orange County. Yes, McFreddy, they probably don't listen. But y'all, we've got My Life is Music. That's Pamela Green. We have got Veganacious. Y'all, I just can't imagine that there's some vegetarian out there that wants to listen, other than the ones that already listen. Cherry75, Cherry. These people, yes, Big Freddy, they need to get in touch with you so that you can approve them. So anyway, get on it. Just tell them to get on it, Big Freddy. And Big Freddy, while you're getting on it, get on down into the fat cave. Yes!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This just into the BFO Las Vegas desk. Daniel Biba moved over the weekend, so there are no details.
IG. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I caught up on a lot of the TV programs. Y'all, that Shark Tank, I'm telling you, if you are not watching the Shark Tank, y'all, you are missing one of the best television programs out there. Y'all, I tell you, they were going at it. They were going at it on last Friday's show, y'all. It is so good. It is so good. And then, of course, as we heard, the Pink Wing Nuts at the beginning of today's show, y'all, the Big Run. The Big Run is just running right along, y'all, and it's getting good. It's getting good, y'all. They had the double U-turn, and y'all, I say it's getting good, but y'all, I think they're wussing out. They're just wussing out. They're trying to help each other and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, that doesn't make for good television. Oh, here, let me give you the answer so you don't have to worry about it. And the Cowboys had to eat the big old cheese fondue. Oh dear, Gussie. And it's good. It's good, but y'all, they had to eat the big old cheese fondue. But y'all, everything, you know, everything's coming to an end in May, cause y'all, that's a sweeps month. And y'all, that survivor, y'all, I'm telling you, that man that was the FBI, y'all, he's batshit crazy. He is, y'all, he walks around with a feather on his head. He's like he's a Pocahontas. And y'all, he's just crazy. And y'all, they are systematically eliminating people from the one tribe. And y'all, that doesn't really make for good television. They're What is that I'm trying to do? Y'all, it's too predictable. That's what it is. That's what I'm trying to say. But y'all, the thing that is not too predictable is the dancing. The dancing with the stars. Oh, dear, I see. And y'all, I am recording this show prior to the dancing. But y'all, it's good. It is so good. And y'all, as you know, I am not watching The American's Idol. And I am not watching that Donald Trump Light My Fire show or whatever it's called. Y'all, no! I don't care about it. I just don't give a fat rat's ass about it. Big Fatty, is there anything you do give a fat rat's ass about? Yes, y'all, I have found out. You know, Pete out there in the San Franciscos, who Big Fatty has never met before, you know, he was being very mysterious, y'all, saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, I know of a special person that's going to be coming to your meet and greet, but I cannot reveal the name." Well, y'all, the name has been revealed to me, and I already knew it. Y'all, it is that Daryl from the Novas, y'all. He is not only coming to the meet and greet in Southern California, but he's also going to be coming with Pete to the meet and greet in Northern California up in San Francisco. Lovely, Big Fatty, just lovely. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I got a little recipe for you. And y'all, it's the simplest thing in the world, and it's just as tasty as it can be. And y'all, you're going to say, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, "Big Fatty, that sounds weird. That's a weird combination." But y'all, it is not nearly as weird as that suck my ass. You know, with the cone and the lima beans. Y'all, it's just vulgar. It is just vulgar. Anyway, y'all, Big Fatty, every once in a while, you know, when you just want a little snack of snack, but you need a little protein, Big Fatty, don't get vulgar now. No. Big Fatty will take a rice cake, a lightly salted rice cake, and y'all, then I will spread the peanut butter on the rice cake. And y'all, I prefer the chunky Jeff. And then, y'all, you would probably say, "Well, Big Fatty, that doesn't sound so bad." But, y'all, then I put a slice of American cheese on top of that. Big Fatty, where did you get that? Well, y'all, I had a boss back in the day that he would eat a peanut butter sandwich with a slice of American cheese on it. And I went in his office one day, and he was in there eating it, and I went, "What is that?" And he goes, "Well, it's a peanut butter sandwich with with American cheese." I says, "That doesn't sound very good." He goes, "Well, why would you say that? Don't you eat those little peanut butter cheese crackers?" And y'all, he's exactly right. Who doesn't love a peanut butter cheese cracker, y'all? And y'all, this is, it's just, it's lovely. It's lovely, and it gives you all that good fat and protein. And y'all, you know, when you get to be like Big Fatty, you've got to keep your fat intake up, because y'all, you just don't get the amount of fat that you need in your day if you don't really work at it. Big Fatty, you are so full I tell you what, we're just going to call you, you're just full of succotash or suck my ass or,
It's just a gigantic infomercial.
Infomercial on suck my ass.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.